Тисо е сроиш бни Исроел лефкудеем, веносну ишкойфа навшори. זה ייתנו כל האויבר על הפקודים. מחציס השקל בשקל הקודש. העושר לא ירבה והדל לא ימית. ממחציס השקל לא זיס אסטרומס השם לחפר על נפש השיח. Very interesting. Very interesting. פרש אסטרומו מאיס כל איש אשר התוונו ליבוי. Parsha Struma is from the people that really want to give. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, Toichoi Rotzuf Av Om Ibnais Yerushalayim. The Mishkan is built from the love. Kol Ish Asher Idvenu Liboy. Toichoi Rotzuf Av Om Ibnais Yerushalayim. As someone said, maybe in Maral, and Lemala Bakodesh in that way, that why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give to the Mishkan? Everyone else gave. It doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu was a donor. Because he had to give the Ava. People have a kind of Ava to money. And this you gave over to Hashem. Isha Sheridvenu Libor. I love you, Hashem. I'm giving it over. Toichoi Rotzuf Ava Mibnois Yerushalayim. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have no connection to Gashmias. He couldn't give nothing to the Beis HaMikdash. It's useless. It's no Ava. It's not a donation. The nation is Ich geb. You're possible to give. Toichoi Rotzuf Av Om Ibnois Yerushalayim. Comes to our parsha. Kol ha'oiver al ha'pkudim machtzis ha'shekel ha'oshir lo yarbe ha'dal lo yamit. Everyone has to give. No Av, no love. And this was also to the Mishkan. From the Shkolim, the Gemara says later, they did the Adonim. So what is the pshat? Parshas Truma, Isha Sheridvenu Liboy, Toichoi Rotzuf Av Om Ibnois Yerushalayim. Kol Isha Sheridvenu Liboy. So I heard from my shver, Zayin Gesund and Stark, Avraham Gurwitz, Gewaldig Gewalt. Is a big message. The Maharal says, Chazal say, Kofa lehem har kegigis. Hashem gave us the Torah, Kofa lehem har kegigis. The question is, Klal Yisrael said, Nasev and Nishma. Why you need Kofa lehem har kegigis? Some say, Esh HaGdoilo, they started fire, they changed their mind. Shtay. Look, the Maharal, Chas v'shem. Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma, de'an. But Hashem wanted to teach them. Kabbalah Satere cannot go with Ava. Has to be with a force. Keshoir le'oil v'kechamoir le'masa. When someone loves someone, one day he could decide that he does not love him. But when someone is a slave, there's no choice. Avada. We can't serve Hashem like slaves. We have to do it with love. Aber only Ava doesn't work. For Kabbalah Satere, Zim Atem Mekablim Esatere Mutov, Vim Lav Shom Tie Kvuraschem. This is the Tzur of Kabbalah Satere. Zim Atem Mekablim Esatere Mutov, Vim Lav Shom Tie Kvuraschem. With such an oil and the love, then it works. Over, I don't remember if I said it last week even or not, but I heard this maisa a week ago. I heard this maisa in Ponovich, when they were Miyasad Yeshiva Ponovich, the first 7 years, I heard it from a guy that was there in the fifth year, the sixth year. The first 7 years of Ponovich were festa years. It was considered their best years. Even that the boys were from all over the world, like survivors that the Ponovich Rav managed to collect. This was 7 years, was mamish. It was a bachar, it was the third year of Ponovich. It was a bachar, mitzuyin, mas, mitzadik, erlach, mamish, yayma, belayla. It was the best. Sayin midas, sayin erlach, And the Askanim came to the Panovich Rav, and they told him, the guy's a goy. The guy's a goy. It's a shock. So they say, maybe they do Geirus Lechumre. The Askanim said, Mishkin Geirus Lechumre. Tot, tot goy. Complete. Complete. No, the mother is a goy. The mother is a goy. She didn't want him. She gave him to someone. The guy decided to raise him, to send him in the boat to the camps. So I'm scared, I'll tell him the guy will get. Panim Sharav came with the Eitzah. He took three Abanim, Chashtam and the Chachomim, and also had all the forms of the government. And they prepared him in a room in Panovich. Panim Sharav said, I will come over with him, I'll tell him he's a guy. But it's no problem, in a minute we can take care of it, and in a minute you're out of the room and everything is okay. So like this, the boy will not chop a matzah. They went over to the boy. Panim Sharav called him. He told him, you're a guy, but the boy was shocked. You know what hit him? Avraham said, don't worry, in a minute we just out of the room, the base in the city. Avraham said, Panovich Rav, you think in 1 minute I can become a Geirus? Geirus Kabbalah Solteira? You think in 1 minute I could do it? 1 minute I could do it? In 1 minute, I can mekabel teira. It doesn't go. It doesn't go. It doesn't go. I can't mekabel teira in 1 minute. Give me 24 hours to think about it. Give me 24 hours to think about it. Kabbalah son mitzvahs. Then Panim Sharav felt mistamer. Kol hakavod. He wants to mekabel teira kmo shetzorich. Came after 24 hours. Everyone was waiting. He came back to yeshiva. So I decided to stay a goy. I thought it over. To keep teira mitzvahs asmode, it's very hard. I'll do sheva mitzvahs menoyach. I'll do Shalom Mitzvahs Menoyach. Everyone was shocked. It was a very hard story. It was a very big mashmer in yeshiva that I'm trying to explain. Learning with the biggest ava in the world. When the choice comes, the guy can decide maybe to leave. It only works when it's also oil. When it's also a kabbalah. If it's no oil and it's no kabbalah, it's not enough to build it on love. A guy could love learning, enjoy learning. But if he doesn't come to yeshiva, that is no way to miss a seder. There's no way to be it. It's not tzloch. Avada, you have to like it. But you can't base it, I like it, I enjoy it. Klal Yisrael built the Mishkan. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, the Mishkan is built on love. But the Yesoides, the Yesoides has to be not on love and force. Everyone has to give a machzis ha-shekel. What they did with the Machzis HaShekel, Adonim, Federations, Yesoides. The Yesoides is force. The building is built with love. I'm sitting and learning with love. I enjoy learning. I want to learn. But it's not an option. I have to learn 7 days a week. I have to learn 7 days a week. Then I enjoy my learning. I enjoy to make a chabura. This I will fill up. But if I enjoy, the guy decides the Moshe to join the Fayomi. Wow, such a gewaltig zav. He also wants to. Comes the Eruvin, he falls apart. Yeah, somebody fell on Shabbos. Shlach once fell on Brochus, but if he decides, I have to do it because this is the right thing to do. Not only because he saw the big event and he wants to be there next time, he feels he wants to be a part of the success. Then he doesn't change. He decides that he's a part. Guy says, I'm going to learn 7 days a week. Friday, punk today, I'm not enjoying it, but I don't have a choice. Again, the Iker is Toichoi Rotsuf Ava Mibnei Yerushalayim. Ish Asher Yitvenu Liboy. If it's no need vasalev, not lemais. If it's no need vasalev, it's not lemais. Aber has to be built on yesoidus. Has to be built on a hechach. Even though Shishive is a gezud and stark, maybe I suffer on it. It's the same point. The Mishkan had all of the money that they needed. They collect money. The Moshe Rabbeinu said, we don't need any more money. We don't need any more money. How about they get out? It's Tzav Alechayim. The bird will be trapped here, or man. Sugis and the Fayyam, you know, speak about the Latin Machal Shabbos with the Rabbanon for Tzav Alechayim. What Tzav Alechayim means? The person is suffering for no reason. It's my obvious example. Like an animal is stuck somewhere. A mamash of them gave the Sugis. Pasha. So Shiva said, the Maisa, they collect all of the money that they needed for the Mishkan. The Mishkan didn't have a lack of money. Moshe Rabbeinu went around and said, we have enough. After that comes the Machtis HaShekel. Because the force is not we need that money. It was not another fundraise because we needed that money. It was to show that everyone has to be a part. It's a force. You have to be a part of the Mishkan. So, I'm maybe a bit saying it in my nusach, but we have a lack of money, so when you make that force, it's missing in the collecting, because we're forcing it because we need it. We don't need it. Need the slave is enough people that want. We don't need it. Moshe says we have enough. But we are teaching you. You have to be a part of it. You have to be a part of the force. This is the way it works. This is the tzura of the Mishkan. So we have the parsha for Nidva Salev, and we have the parsha for Machtis HaShekel. And it tells us the Oshir lo yarbe v'adal lo yamit. Foshim explained, if the Oshir yarbe, so how do we count? So Foshim explained, it was not said that the Oshir could give more. The fact is, one usher will say he was sponsored. He was sponsored 20 machtis hashekel for, you know, all the ingelite, mishiva. He was sponsored the machtis hashekel. You need a machtis hashekel. One guy wants to sponsor. This is a revulsion. No, everyone will pay from his own money. But if he gave him money, yeah. But guy says, I was sponsored. You need to know the amount. I'm sponsoring 100. This guy sponsors 100 ingelites for a little Purim. He sponsors 50 for Fridays. He sponsors for that. All the finish is the for sponsors, yeah? That is good in the Gantz. Here were no sponsors. Everyone has to give. Because does it have to? It's a force. Everyone has to be a part. This is the tzur of a Komas HaMishkan for Klal Yisrael. The tap is Toichoi Rotsuf Av on Mibnei Yerushalayim. But the bottom is a Dovah Shebechoiva. I'm telling you, it's the side of that Tzlocha. The side of that Tzlocha. You force yourself. It's hard, it's easy, it doesn't make a difference. Then you try to do it when it's easy. You try to do it when it's gishmak. Pasuk is mamshich. Vayaris, then Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Meir, I want first to pour your service. Moshe Davins, we'll get back to it soon. Vayiven vayered Moshe min ha'ar shtei luchis ha'idus b'yodoi. Ksuvim mishnei evrem, mizeh umuzeh ksuvim. Ve'aluchu ismaise eloikim hem, ve'amichtav michtav eloikim hu. Vayishma Yeshua eskolom b'reoi. Vayika shakoa v'lamachne v'yares ha'egil u'mecholois. Vayichar af Moshe v'yashlech miyodov. Es ha'luchis v'yishberem tachasor. Fragen im Befosch. Hashem tals Moshe leich red kishichas amcho. Soru maher min haderech. Osu lehem egel masich. Moshe goes down. He comes by Aris a egel. He takes the luchas and he smashes them down. Why Moshe didn't drop the luchas up in the Shamayim? When Hashem told him, Soru maher min haderech, drop the luchas. Some say there's nowhere to drop it there, yeah? But even if there's no Lamazan, there's nowhere to drop it there, yeah? There's no floor, that's how it goes there. But for this, what? Got it.
Moshe has to see it.
Moshe has to see it. So as you can't drop it. So for this, I don't know if you can't drop it there, but even if you cannot, so Miyad, when he landed, you could drop it, yeah? Before he walked to the Machna, when he met Yeshua, break it. So some want the answer is the difference if you see from you here. They'll see it because. Why? Nevuas Moshe is like when Hashem says Moshe sees. Aspaklaru Amir. By Nevuas Moshe, and when the world says, yeah, it's different to see it to hear. This is normal. When Hashem says, and Moshe is a Novi bim Aspaklaru Amir, it's called that he sees. Yeah, it's called that he sees. Somewhat the answer in that is the what is the answer? Zog this full no the answer. It's one extra word. Vayava Vahika Shakoa Vela Machna Vayare Soegel Vamechoilus. Zog this full no Hashem didn't tell him the dancing. So maher mit aderech. Osulam Egel Masaycha. Say that. When Moshe heard Klal Yisrael did a aveira, is the chance to fix it. Machen tshuva, machen chizuk. Moshe knows he could fix it. There's a chance. But when Moshe hears and he comes and he sees Vayares Ha'egel v'mecholos, when they happy to dva aveira, they enjoy the end of Zman to learn. They enjoy that is not a kolim. A person does. Moshe didn't think that they're crying. When Hashem told him it's an egel, he didn't think he would come to Klal Yisrael. Nebach, nebach, egel, 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 kecho Yisrael. But he didn't think there'd be a simcha ledvar aveira. Simcha ledvar aveira is no way to fix. Loshen Aspurna. ויארס הרגל והמחוילס ואיך כשראו שהיו שמחים בקלקולו שעשו שנאמר כי רעס כי רעסת הלויזי בזה יסקצף ונויש שיוכל לתקן המאובס שיחזו לתומה וירועים לא יסעי הלוחס that not anymore to start everything from scratch and it's very interesting it says that when Bilam HaRosho went to Mikal Klal Yisrael, he hit his donkey 3 times. Vayiftach Hashem es ha'osim, v'atem ha'lom hazeh yikisan yishol yishregolim. Rashi says, v'rom zoloi, ato oylech likal el umo, shechoygeg yishol yishregolim. Why punk this mitzvah? So the Mefoshim explain, it says that in the Medrash, v'yisem el amid borpono, that Bilam HaRosha was trying to put Kitrug on Klal Yisrael. He was looking to the midbar, to the egel that they said they did in the midbar with the Mechelis. So she answered him, Klal Yisrael, fix it. They happy at Beis HaMikdash. The Kotzke Rebbe explains that Beis HaMikdash had to be a very sad place. Why? Everyone left the houses. They were scared that the goyim will wipe off the whole country. He learned that this is the pshat. Because the whole idea of the mitzvah is to leave your house and the car. If you don't have a car, a big deal, you came. You're homeless anyways. You have a house, you leave it. But you came there to Beis HaMikdash and Klal Yisrael were happy. They were happy with the mitzvah. I found a spoon that says it. And the pasuk Sholo Yishregolim Tochog Libashono. Kein yismach Yisrael b'oisav losh naspuna al heipech v'yar es ha'egel v'amecholos. This is a naspuna. Yismach Yisrael b'oisav shalosh shegolim tachog li bashono. Yismach Yisrael b'oisav al heipech v'yar es ha'egel v'amecholos. So in spuna state shalosh shegolim tachog li is the opposite. The person has to know the simcha for bad is the worstest thing. And the simcha with good is the tikkun. Even if it's hard. But you make your mesamech. When you make the simcha with good, then the pasuk is mamshich. One of the hardest psukim in the Torah. Klal Yisrael did the egel. They deserve to get punished. Moshe turns over to the Baal Shefer and he tells the Ribbono Shel Olam, you can't do it. No, Mitzrayim will say, Lama Yemru Mitzrayim, Baro Yisrael, Larog Yisrael, Baorim. Hashem, it will not look good. They will say, you know, they took out of Mitzrayim, you didn't manage to be on Yisrael, you killed them. You know, people will say, Hashem, it's not Kedai. Yeah? Friday people will say. What does Hashem have to tell Moshe? Moshe, you want to say sorry, say sorry. What are you telling me? Hashem, you know, Hashem, I'm so worried people will say, Hashem, I can manage my mouth. Yeah. You want to say sorry, say sorry. What kind of nusach is it? Lama yayim ru mitzrayim lemayim beroyit yam laroyim yisam beorim. Shekeach Moshe, I didn't think about it. What is it? Say sorry, 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 sorry. Yes. Shtei du agresi yisoid in tefillah. Klal Yisrael deserve to get punished. You come with a taina, but v'zayin achilul Hashem. If you taina the taina, it becomes a taina. And if you don't taina the taina, it's not a taina. You have a koyach to make the taina to be a taina. So shita mekubetzis in babekame. Chanina Chayfa Boiris, his daughter went down, fell in the water, came to Chanina Ben Daisa. He said, she's okay, she's okay, she's okay. She came out. Came home, they asked him, how you knew? He said, Loi Novi, Ani, Loi Noben Novi. Amalti Dobo Shoiso, he said, Tzadik Yikoshel Boizaroi. Moro says, Vafilu Ochi, Meiso Bitoi Batzomo. Years later, his daughter died from thirsty. So the Gemara means to say that even the Lemaise, he saved Klal Yisrael, that he made boils for water of the Eilei Regalim, but in the end of the day, his daughter died from not having to drink. So Zaktei says, it's not such a kasha. Einer oisa dovo mamish. When she fell in the same pit, in the same boil, it's mamish pasnish. She dies from no water, he saved water, it's already connected. The Shittim Mekubetzah says something else. Kevon Shiba Oiso Shor Reb Chanina Ben Doisa Kvar Oyo Meis. V'pirush HaGimore Omarti Dobor Shoy Se Tzadik Yikoshel Boizaroi Pirush Omarti LaKadosh Baruch Hu V'tzadik Goizel VaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim Uba Oiso Shor Shemeis Bloi Batzomo Kvar Loi Hoyo Reb Doisa Ben Achayim. They asked him, wow, you Bal Moifes. He says, Loi Tzadik Ani V'Loi Ben Tzadik Ani. Just I told Hashem, so you listen. So what is this? It's a big Zadik, tzaddik, right? He says, no, how you did it? How you know that she came out of the water? No, I'm not a tzaddik, like Ben Novi, and I just told Hashem that he has to, so he listened to me. So this is the biggest tzaddik, right? So you know, Mufosh. He said, it's not a miracle. I came with a tiny Hashem, you can't do it. So Hashem has to listen. About the b'schut and I'm a tzaddik, he has to listen. Oh, but it's not the pshat I asked Rachmim. I came bedin. I have a tviya bedin. Avraham Avinu says, "Cholil elcho ashefet kol haaretz lo yaseh mishpat l'hom l'tzadik harosho." Why I'm saying this? First, Parsha Shavua, we're having a chumash here. Person has to understand. He comes over and David Hashem, I can't become a haaretz. I need to learn. You need to give me kishreinus. I'm not managing. I need help. So he gets help. But if he doesn't say it, he doesn't get help. A lot of guys need money. Hashem knows I need a shidduch. Hashem knows I need money. He knows I need attention. I need friends. He knows that. But we'll have to remind him. As they shema kuleinu, and Hashem will listen. As they gave us in tefillah. Moshe knows, Hashem knows lama yayim ru mitzrayim. But in that tefillah, that is the biggest moment. Hashem wants to destroy now Gantz Klal Yisrael. Chet ha'egel, avi avoy sachatoy. Moshe says, one word, sorry, Hashem, zaychel Hashem, it will not look good. סלחתי כי דברך וחזר זה. מסגרך, נקם. But what is going on here? People don't understand. Hashem, I'm trying so hard. You have to help me. These words make that feel at work. בדרך ארץ, for sure. This is the koyach of tefillah. Now listen, he knows what I need. So okay, so I just read it to him and I'll leave the room. Speak to him. Daven to him. When you bring up these things, it works. There's a famous shmuz that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz would give in this parsha. Soru maher min aderech. Osu lehem egel maseicha. How? Klal Yisrael are learning by Moshe Rabbeinu. The best yeshiva in the world. Best magician in the world, Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron, Shiva Skanim. Months snows by night. The Be'er of springing water is going around them. Anonim Ha'echet. Moshe has disappeared and Klal Yisrael Nichshel, the most chomer the Ke'aveir. With all of the Pshatim, they were Chayev Misa. Shmoshe Salofim Anoshim Chayev Misa means it's called Avodah Zarah. Teres Aher, Teres Ahin. Ha'egel Asher Oso Ahar. How it comes. It's Deshmuz of Abchayim Shmulevitz. Deshmuz. Soru Maher Min HaDerech. They were in such a high madrege. Moshe told him he's coming back in 40 days. They make the cheshbon, Moshe is not back. They look up to the sky, it gets very dark, and they see the malachim are carrying Moshe Rabbeinu in a mitzvah. So they say that the Sultan managed to make such a dmus. For sure it was not mamish, it was like a clown that looked like Moshe with a shape. But the imagination managed to picture it, yeah? That's what I think, maybe it's not Pshat Chazal, but how that the Sultan really could make Moshe Rabbeinu himself, yeah? And that door, maybe he has more koiches than that there is. Klal Yisrael was shocked. What will be now? The goyim want to kill us. We have to go into Eretz Yisrael. We know the last couple of years Moshe Rabbeinu is doing all the miracles. They got such a zetz. When a person gets a zetz, soru maher min haderech. Asu lehem egel masecha. I'll explain it with the mashal from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Here the mashal is even better from the vault. It says you have a cup, a glass cup. You can have glass cups on the floor? Yeah? You can have glass cups on the table? Yes. What happens when it falls on the table to the floor? It smashes. I don't understand, but it can't be on the floor? So what smashes it? The floor? No, I can have a cup on the floor. The falling from the table to the floor smashes it. A person is high. A person is low. The high that became low smashes. The boy that came from that modern yeshiva that is climbing up the mountain could be if he had a black or an eye. Yeah? I'm saying, Melachlich the Bismedrish. Yeah? If he has a black or an eye. Oh, Hashem, you don't understand. Yeah? I don't know if Farko understands. So, that boy maybe will not go off the derech. But a yeshiva bocha that Ben Azmani will touch it, it's over. He smashed. It's not a kasha. A choshev guy that has a yerida, sor maher min haderech, osu lehem egel maseicho. He says it, Shaul HaMelech went to kill the Amalekim. Shmuel comes over to him and tells him, Vayimascha Hashem HaMelech. If you understand the patch, you p'chir Hashem, Hashem chooses you from Gans Klal Yisrael, you're number one. And a king is really something special. It's not his position. The next king we have is David HaMelech. Yeah? The king is the one after the others. This is really the position. When Hashem chooses someone to be a king, it's David. Before David was someone that was better. We'll choose. We'll show. Ben Shana ben Malchai ke ben Shana ben Leichet. He has a little chet. Ma'asach HaShem HaMelech. He's kicked. Zeh shteit. Starts to argue. Shmuel tells him there's nothing more to do. It's over. So he tells Shmuel, he holds on the jacket and tears. He tells Shmuel, listen, but come to me, come with me to give a show. At least bear it down with me and, you know, show the Olam that I'm the king. Shmuel doesn't want to. He says, Hashem doesn't want you. He says, come down in the negative. But at least make it to look before him. Versteh nicht. Shmuel is a Novi Hashem. Shaul is Pchir Hashem. Two real people. Shaul is not embarrassed to tell him, you know, but fake it. Please, I understand. You know, I'm nobody already. Fake it. Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, this is what I'm telling you, was one of the starkest shmuzes, and I'm telling it to any person. Shaul knew that he got a set she'en kedugmasoi. Hashem tells a person, goes around, he's number one. Ma'asecha Hashem Melech. Says the tshuva does it, it's too late. Tshuva el, tshuva in. Don't ask anymore. It's given to David. Nevuah Torah, you can't change it. Klap she'el k'nuk Mosei. Shaul didn't want that in 2 days he will go off the derech. He didn't want to come to Egel. He told Shmuel, come with me. Patent for me the nefile. Patent for me the nefile. Shmuel miyad went with him. And he says, it's so important when a person feels that he's having a hard time to patent the nefile. The cup could be on the floor. Like, make it soft. Patent means like soft, like put the... maybe I'm not saying the right word, but this is what I mean anyways. Like, you know, you put like wool cotton before the glass falls to make it soft. Make it light. This is what I mean. The word means it basically. Make it easy. Make it easy. Show told Shmuel, you're Novi Hashem, I'm a Melech, and we're going to make a fake covenant for me. That I, because if I will have such a bizoyan, the next thing I will turn my back and I will do Aveir. I'm not a Melech Yisrael anymore, I can't handle it. So I need to play fake covenant. It's deep things. But it's like, yeah, a lot of times in life. Person has to know some nisyonos are too hard. Patent them. Make them to be easy for you. Don't let you to fall. Guy feels he's in a terrible yerida. Go to a Rebbe. Hold on to me. Let me to fall slow. Hold my hand. Let me to fall. I'm going on the floor now. Just hold the string. Put me on the floor. That's what happened. Cups could survive on the floor for a long time if no one steps on them. But when they fall on the floor, they smash. And it's nothing. He says, "Das what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Soru maher min haderech." Was a quick. What is a quick fall? There's no end. There's also an egel masech. This week is Parshas Po. So it's very interesting. Parshas Po, we read, Zoi Schuka Satoira. So it Rashi Lomon Nikro Schuka. Shasotun Vumasailom, Moinimus Israel, the Chep Klal Israel, Loima Ma Mitzvah Zois. מה טעם יש בו? לפי רוח כסיב בחוקו, גזירו עם מלפוני, ואין לו חרישוס להר אחריה. חזר סי שלמה המלך סי, זו אמרתי, איך קומו, וירחוי קום ממני, זו פור. פרק דה ביסלוי, זה לא טעם פפור? רשי מגזדם פורמי שהדר שם. Tovari, aim, v'techaper tzoras b'no, egel. This is the reason most years Parsha Sporah comes in Kisisa. We have the egel. We have the Parsha Sporah. Tovari, aim, techaper tzoras b'no. The kid makes dirty, the mother comes to clean out the mess. Choyk! Azei frek de besalei. Zog de besalei. How it came that Klal Yisrael did an egel? What was the tzorah of the egel? Doir deir. So you're right, we explained the smash of Chaim Shmulevitz. Nochdem, yeah, nochdem. Doir deir, normal people to serve a cow from gold. So about it, before Shem said, what was the tzorah? We can't understand it, yeah? Today, in our days, in the modern world, if someone marries their cow, he's not normal. He's a cow himself, yeah? No, because Baruch Hu took away this Yitzhak. You can't understand that normal people that stand doir deir could go over the piece of gold that they did. Yeah? You just can't understand it. So the Mr. Levi, Avada was kavonis v'yichudim v'shemes. Harare Kodesh. We don't know what it means. We don't know what it means. And what is the pshat? They felt that Moshe Rabbeinu was the mekasher in between them to the Ruchnias, to Hashem. So they felt they have to do something, a mekasher. So it's a mekasher. So they put Yehudim, came on an eagle. They didn't think that the eagle already see the Levi from Moshe Rabbeinu in the Shemaim. Yeah, they know something is going in the sky. But this is the mekasher. Abraham is saying, "Chesav v'lezor." Does that v'lezor? Me'enosh told us on Kvayi Shemelach Shemachad Misavodov to believe that someone else has the kriches in this world. This is that v'lezor. And Fakert, they gave it to Aaron. Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu's brother, the one that is working for Hashem. Yeah, for sure that his mix will come out, the real mix with Ali Chudi. The Yetzer Egel Hazeh. And the Egel came out. What was the Chefetz of the Chet? Zog the Bisalevis when this is the Bisalevis. Hashem tells you to do something, you do without Cheshbeinus. When you start with Cheshbeinus, you finish with the Egel. Hashem said, no Egel is no Egel. Was will sein, was will sein. We don't go to the army. The yeshivas were closed. It's not our job. We fight. We don't make cheshbonos. People will not have all these things. How people know? So it's not our cheshbon. Cheshbonos is eagle. We do rotzen Hashem. The rest Hashem works out. The chefetz of the chet ha'egel is you think yourself. Egne Cheshbeinus. From that comes out the Egel. Poro is a tikkun for Chayta Egel. Why? Poro doesn't make sense. Metames at mei, metayres at ha'irim. Even Shlomi HaMelech that knows all the secrets can always cheshbon it. So for sure, the reason that it's such a mitzvah is to metaken the Egel. What is the system of the mitzvah? It's a secret we'll never know. So, avad et zachoik. The fact that it's a choik, this is the ticket for the chet ha'egel. To train us, to mechanech us, you follow without understanding. I'll give you an example, like a little egel that everyone does, yeah? Chazal said there was 12 egels. Shem Shmuel explains, every shevet had their own egel, zeh shel Yerushalmi. Lechet, the pritzadik, Ritzolik explains, Lechet Yevakesh Nifrod. It's no Achdus. Even an eagle, he couldn't go to that one maskana. It was 12 agolim. Christ on the Kabbalah Tehra, Vahichan Yisrael, Ki Ish Echot Belev Echot. Mikol Mokoyim, the Chet of the eagle is, so I'll give you an example. You have a bacher, Shach is a daven in Yeshiva. Minche doesn't daven in Betzibu. Ma'ariv, Samuch Lamitosoi. Yeah? But he goes to daven in the Kaisa for his sister for 40 days. He's Ovid Egel. A worse guy says Nishmas. Yeah? He's Ovid Zohar Mamesh. He goes to the Kvarim. He's leaving this month. He's going for a trip to the Kvarim the day before. Yeah? It's Egel. Azov. Not because he has to pay for the car. Why? This person is not serving Hashem. Hashem wants him to learn. No. When he feels connected, davening, Hashem listens to the tefillahs and comes like nation, he connects to him. That exactly is the eagle. The chet was, they feel, with the machshavas, with the yichudim, the nishmas, they also they made the nishmas. They said nishmas when they made the eagle. Hashem didn't ask for Nishma, he asked for the Seder during Seder. No, he goes to Chai Life to Mesamech the kids, yeah? Hashem doesn't want it. If Hashem wants his kids to be happy, he can manage on his own. He doesn't need your help. He wants you to sit and learn. There's enough boys are fighting to get into the jobs. He doesn't want, you're not getting a schar. You're doing your egel by being there. He wants to go to camp to help the young guys. He's even up in his own. It's egel. And the Mishkan, that the Mishkan was a kapol for the egel, you'll see it in Bez Hashem and Vayakel Pekudei now. Every second line, Kasher Tzivah Hashem Es Moishe, 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 Kasher Tzivah Hashem Es Moishe. Why? Bezalel nu lachshiv cheshboinois vo'emalois, the first pasuk, Ruach Chochmah v'bina lachshiv cheshboinois Bezalel nu all the cheshboinois. He knew what Orin does in Shomayim. He knew what Kruvim do in Moroim. He knew what the Menorah does in Shchokim. He knew the mix of Kruvim, Pesachim, Vayifanim, Galgalim, Chayes HaKodesh. We don't understand what it means. He knew. You do the Orin like this, five Chayes turn like that. But he knew mamash how the world is connected. He could have done the Oroin, and he knew the Kavonis, Shiyudah Lachshim Machshavis. Chazal say, said the Rambam, that everyone had to do the Oroin. Some gave money, some helped to do, and some sat with the Machshavis. It was all different Machshavis. Bezalel knew all of them. But he did it, Kasher Tziva Hashem Esmash. The Mishkan was a tikkun for the Egel. Hashem gave the Mishkan to betaken the Chayta Egel, as they stayed. As the reason Kisisa comes before Vayakel Pekudei, given that the Tzivu is stayed before, because Be'etzim, this is the Tikkun. The Mishkan was built after, Be'er B'Nissan, after the Egel. The Tikkun for the Egel was, Kasher Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe. The Shoyresh of Chayta Egel Azich. So the guy says Nishmas, because he knows, when you say Nishmas, who knows what happens? I don't mean to speak against him. I'm just saying the vote that he said once two Gedolim met, or the Chassidish Gedolim and one of the Litvish Gedolim. And I don't mean that. And the Chassidish Gadol told the Litvish Gadol, you know, why you don't say Veshamu? That's Yisrael Nuscha Gro. You don't say Veshamu and Shabbos. So you know what's said in Sfarim, but when you say Veshamu, the Malocha Ashores. Give it that, mach a tanz, the dance. Sie steht in Zohar Kodesh. So, how you can not say Meshomu? Sie told me, no, steht in Noch a Zohar, but you must mich gulu le tefillah, the Malachim also dance. I'm trying to explain. We don't try to make Malachim to dance. This is the angel. The angel came, Klal Yisrael had a cheshbon. But in the end, it came to a real chet. Bezok this they say to Bisalevi. Bisalevi shmuz on the parsha. The parsha's poor. The chet of the eagle is given. Klal Yisrael felt they could fear. Our litvish and ma'alach is our rebbe is the Shulchan Aruch. We have a Shulchan Aruch. We follow the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not saying that I'm beseder in it. Give an example. I didn't do it this year, so I could give the musa to myself. Yeah, some people, the marshal, they don't go to do the Ramon in Purim to sleep. Why? It's a waste of a couple of good quality hours in Purim. Yeah. So they drink. So sometimes I get to those shittas. But the ones that are not here, it's those shittas. Say, but the nice of Purim is Purim. You know, if I fall asleep, I lost the Purim. So he's not doing Purim because Hashem told him to do Purim. He's doing it with his motions. Purim has to be a Levitical. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. I also didn't manage to go to sleep this year. I'm trying to explain the Ashkofe. Chita Egel is a message to Klal Yisrael. And why I'm saying it, people think, Chita Egel, Nagat to me, it was then. No one here is so chashuv like all the Gedolim were in Matan Torah before the Chita Egel. Don't think, they do the Egel, but the Shmuzim Amish not Negev to me. Baruch Hashem, Hashem doesn't give us his biggest nisyonis. But it's the same Chet HaEgel. And totally poor with the chaper, Klal Yisrael will misasek with understanding and analyzing inside themselves. We listen to Hashem because He said, not because we understand. So these askus and poor, there's things that you don't understand. It's things that you don't understand. It's like I Alan Moldell, sometimes you have these guys. that they try to explain to you what was Machlekes Yaakov with Esav or with the Achim with Yosef, and they tell you Ma'aroches. I'm not speaking against no one, I'm just speaking against all of them together. Yeah? And they tell you all different shopping. And that's been a hot, yeah? So I tell all these guys, I don't have a problem. If you could explain to me Chalitza Psulo, the ganze sugya and Abba Achim, try to explain to me the Machlekes Yosef and the Achim. When it comes to Chalitza Psulo, you don't understand it. Don't think you understand the Machlekes Yaakov and the Achim. He finds like a little pshetl and he makes the Machlekes. Shtusim mit Lokshin. What? It's the same Cheta Egel. You take your understanding, you understand. It's very important. The connection to Hashem and the Kaisel is important. To go to the Kvorim before I leave. Aved Zohar. Egel. A guy that goes in the middle of his man to Kvorim before he leaves and a Cheshman of Seder, that means Choshe to do Egel Zohar. Not Choshe. If he goes, he did. If he wants to go, he's Choshe. Because it costs him the same thing. You have a Seder. She wants you to learn. It's more important. Only it's more important. Only it's more important. He's not serving Hashem because he has to. Ten lechochom v'yech kamoit. B'shavas.